Northwest Phenomenon Podcast is a proud sponsor of tonight's show. Subscribe, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Google Play. Listen on demand. Search Northwest Phenomenon. From the Pacific Northwest, also known as the Emerald City, and no, you won't find Toto here. Broadcasting in the shadows, the majestic mountain that stands 14,409 feet, Mount Rainier. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon across all these prolific time zones. I am your host, Mario Magana. This is Northwest Phenomenon. Here's what's going on. After a year of isolation, vaccinated older Americans can start to reclaim their lives. Older Americans can start visiting family, their favorite restaurants, without the fear of dying or hospitalization. China has issued what thought to be the world's first COVID vaccine passport to boost international travel and plans to accept other countries' vaccine health certificates that being used by passengers. Our Northwest Phenomenon poll question this evening is, would you purchase a COVID passport to travel internationally? Go to our website at northwestphenomenon.com to give your answers. Joining us from the City of Angels, it is our good friend Karis Astrology. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Mario. Spring forward, fall back is coming up.
That's right. This Saturday, or for those listening on our affiliate KGRG, remember tonight, you're going to spring forward 1 hour ahead. So you're losing 1 hour of sleep. Karis, what's going on with the stars this weekend? Or this week?
So much, Mario. Now, midweek, it gets a little bit testy. I have to say that because Mercury is moving into Pisces. And when Mercury moves into Pisces, we have to think, count to 10 before we say something that we might not be able to get back. We're going to have the moon also making a conjunction to the planet Uranus, which is sudden, unexpected. The moon in Taurus is going to make squares to Saturn and Jupiter. So midweek, it is a little bit of thinking before we say something and expect the unexpected. Go ahead, Mario.
No, go ahead. I was just going to ask you, don't forget to talk about the big day on Saturday.
Thank you. That's what I was about to mention, because on March 20th, we have the spring equinox. Happy International Astrology Day, everyone. The spring equinox is when the North Pole starts to lean towards the sun again. It's the day of equal light and dark. It's the day when the sun moves into its exaltation in the sign of Aries, meaning hope. Springtime, it's all fresh and new. It's a beautiful thing. And when we have the balance of night and day, light and dark, manifest what it is you would like to manifest.
It's funny because when you think of that, I thought of that one song, la 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 la, like a big pizza pie, that's amore. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
I had no idea why that came to my head right then and there while you were talking about that, but hey, that's what makes it so awesome about the show. Whatever comes to mind, we kind of talk about it. Karis, I got to ask you, you know, you were talking about everyone biting their tongue or just be kind of prepared this week. Are we talking like, you know, there's been a lot going on, transitions, people losing their jobs, tons going on in that world. So a lot of people right now probably in shock and, you know, that they're going through this new transition of, you know, maybe new jobs or losing a job and hopefully that new door opens up for them. Karis, how are, I know we talked about March 4th and that has come and gone for us, but what's our next big day other than the equal day here on the, on our first day of spring? Well, coming up.
The big day and days is March 15th. That is when Mercury, which rules the news, newspapers, communications, when Mercury, which is communication, moves into Pisces. Pisces is big. It's ruled by Jupiter in classical astrology. So that would be something big in the news. Like on the March 4th, Mars went into Gemini, which rules books. So I think the big bomb on that day was the whole to-do about Dr. Seuss. Who knew?
You know that's yeah. You're right. And as you were talking about media, let's give a big shout out to the Seattle Times delivery guy who listens to Northwest Phenomenon as early in the overnights listening to Northwest Phenomenon on our affiliate KAPY. So thank you for listening and tuning in. Oh, by the way, March 15th is also National Potato Chip Day, in case those that don't know. That's a big day, Karis.
In my world, it is. I love potato chips. Sour cream.
Let us know what your favorite chip is. You can email me, mario@northwestphenomenon.com. Karis, it's a pleasure always to have you on. What are our key takeaways this week as we wrap things up here?
Watch your money, because the unexpected has to do with the moon in Taurus making a conjunction to Uranus and square aspects. Let me say it this way. Be very careful about a deal or a contract you're going to negotiate. Be very sure of this so you don't have a financial loss. What are your favorite chips, Mario? You probably don't eat potato chips.
No, that's a lie. Don't lie. I mean, I'm eating chips left and right. Melissa says, to keep the Chex Mix away. And not because, that's my favorite thing, but I like the Chex Mix, or it's not even the Chex Mix, it's it's not Chex Mix, but it's like the little squares with the little dot in them, the Cheez-Its. They do Cheez-It Party Mix, my favorite. That's one of my favorites. But chips-wise, I mean, I love sour cream and onion. I love the all-dressed. We haven't been able to go to Canada, but I know that they're putting that in stores now. Some of my other favorites, they also now have, check this out, Karis. We were at a party, Melissa and I. I shouldn't say a party. A social gathering of another individual. Maybe I can't even say that. I'm going to get, the governor's going to shut me down. Let's just say I was eating some snack mix and it was fire, like red Cheeto popcorn, but like smart food popcorn, but like spicy hot. And then I saw that Cheetos does one, but they put popcorn and the Cheeto in it. So, I mean, I'm out here running 6 miles a day. So, I mean, it's all for nothing, I guess.
If they take away the potato chips, forget it. It's over for me, that's for sure. And I'm with you on the sour cream.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. I mean, you can't get any better than that. One of my favorite... one of my favorites was how back in the day, there was the bags were much bigger. You see the family size bag. Now it looks like the small bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what the hell are we talking about right now? Potato chips? This is a conspiracy show, not a Food Network show, Karis.
One world order against the chips.
You know, it is. It's a conspiracy. You're paying the same price for a little bag. Hey, Lay's, send us some chips. We'd love to have them. P.O. Box, Seattle, Washington, 98119. Care of Karis Astrology. Send them to her. All right. Sour cream and onions. Karis, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You can find her on YouTube at Karis Astrology, Voice of Astrology. Thank you, Karis Astrology.
Thank you, Mario. Always a pleasure.
Oh, that was fun. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week, as always.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's Girl Power Hour. And that's right. We are going to be in great company with some ladies from the paranormal world. They're coming up next, right here on Northwest Phenomenon.
You're listening to Northwest Phenomenon with Mario Magana.
Welcome back to Northwest Phenomenon. As we get things started here, can we just call this Can we call this Girl Power Hour for the next hour in Paranormal World? We have some of the best ladies joining us from an undisclosed location. I'll let them disclose their location. We have June and Wendy joining us on Northwest Phenomenon. Ladies, welcome to Northwest Phenomenon. So you guys are from Ghost and Girls Paranormal, right? Let's get into this. I mean, this is ladies' hour. I mean, it was International Women's Day the other day. I mean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So let's get into it. I mean, I know you guys are covering everything from paranormal. You guys are doing investigation work. Now, do people get kind of freaked out when you start talking about demons and things of that nature? Explain to me how you guys got into the business, the paranormal business.
I've been a psychic medium all my life, and I've been helping people forever and ever. And I went to the first ghost conference back in, when was it, 2000? We're 10 years.
2010.
2010. Yeah, it was. And I just, what I do is dark, because I specialize in negative entity removals and in that sort of stuff. But I love it when we get it, one that's a fun investigation where we don't have to deal with the negatives. It's like, yeah, baby, for change.
And when you talk about the negatives, I mean, I gotta ask, like, what's one of the darkest things you've ever had to work with?
An old demon or a succubus or incubus. It's like we've worked with everything. So.
And when you talk about incubus, you're not talking about the band, the rock band.
No. I wish. That'd be okay.
That would be cool, right?
That'd be way better.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Describe to our listeners what a demon might be or an incubus might be for someone who may not know.
A true demon is an inhuman spirit. It's an inhuman entity. It's one that cannot and has never taken on a physical form. It's unable to. It works, you know, separate, or it can, you know, work into a possession. You know, and then you have the earthbound negatives, which are just human spirits that, you know, they were nasty in life and they're nasty in death. And it's like, that's the way it is.
Now, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. So, like, let's say if someone passes away and they're in the transition, where are they? I mean, is that in regards to, like, they don't want to leave and go to their proper place, or how does that work?
Yeah, mostly they fear retribution, basically. If they were nasty in life and they've done things that they're going to be judged for, they will, you know, not want to transition into the light because they feel that they'll be judged accordingly. And they will, but they figure, oh, if I stay here, you know, in the physical world, then, you know, nobody will be the wiser and I can still be as nasty as I was in life. And I don't have to transition into the light and fear judgment.
So I got to ask, Wendy, you study and do medium as well, but you're more on the, should we say, the lighter side of things? Are you?
I wouldn't say that. but I am more of a sensitive empath. She handles and feels other things. I go off of a lot of my feelings, and quite often I feel what's going on around me, and she's blocked that portion intentionally so she can do other things. I do get to do light things, but quite often we're both drug into darker things, whether it's via a text message, a phone call, an email, whatever it is. And so we just do our best. And if I feel it's something outside of my abilities, I get a hold of her. She's done it a lot longer than I have.
What's been one of your favorite or most challenging pieces during, you know, that you've worked with? Maybe it's something in the past that you've worked with and you're like, wow, that took a lot of my energy out. Describe to our listeners what that might have been for you.
For me or for both of us?
No, for you. Sure, for both of you. But yeah, let's start with you, Wendy.
Well, we did an exorcism a few years ago. And we knew it was not going to be easy. You feel those things, and the closer you get, the more you feel them. And it was very difficult in seeing what the individual had gone through. And it's very heartbreaking to see what goes on with them. And then you just pray afterwards that, you know, everything that you did worked. And that took a lot out, because it was just, it takes everything you have. You've got to concentrate. You can't think about the outside world, anybody. You've got to concentrate on what's going on with you and in front of you, or you're in trouble.
When you guys are working on an exorcist, and that's what you were talking about just now, describe to the listeners, do I just pick up the phone like Ghostbusters and give you guys a call, email? I mean, I know it's so cliche to say, right? But how are most people emailing you guys? I mean, obviously that's a dumb question for me to be asking, but how are you finding most of your guys' cases nowadays?
Well, they find me. They'll usually either through Ghosts and Girls or just through my demon seer, and they'll send an email and along with the picture, and I can see what's there. I know what type of demon it is, how long it's been there, what its name is. I just have that ability to do that, and I can remove it from a distance, which is good because I can't fly all over the place.
Yeah.
Unless I had a broom, maybe, you know what I mean?
I mean, anything's possible.
I'll tell you, I'll buy you one.
Yeah, there we go. Dueling. We have a broom built for two.
There we go. Yeah, buddy.
Make sure it comes with sea warmers, you know.
Yeah. Got to have those. It's high altitudes.
And cup holders or wine holders, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That,
true.
For me, it'd be like a beer holder or whatever. But, ladies, it's so awesome to have you guys on the show. I gotta ask you. So, you're like, let's say you're talking with someone like myself. Do you guys have the ability to be like, oh, Mario, wow, you got this thing with you, or do you guys have that ability to see demons like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised at the things that people get on their recordings when, you know, we're on or I'm doing a show. People like, you know, get these recordings, these growlings and things like that in the background. And I was doing a show a year and a half ago, and I did his Morgan Cunningham was his name. I did his show. And right after I did a show, his whole computer system like blew up.
Really?
Phone, computer.
Good with that.
Yeah, it was like, and he's like, you know, I contacted him later to see how he was doing. And he's like, you know, after our interview, everything blew up. He says, I had to buy all new computers and phone system and everything. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. Maybe I should have warned you. Some things like that happen sometimes.
I had one when we were evacuated from the fires. We were staying in our travel trailer, and I did one. And the gal was willing to cancel, but I'm like, no. First off, I made a commitment. Secondly, during those periods of time, you just got to find things that work. Yeah. Well, she ended up beforehand separating things out. And instead of it just being the regular this week's podcast, she had some of the EVPs she got during the taping of our podcast, and it was totally ridiculous. It was crazy. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's funny because I did an interview a long time ago in my infancy stages of really wasn't Northwest Phenomenon yet, but it was called Off Air with Mateo, and we were doing something, and it might have been the Everett Historical Theater, and I was doing an interview, and in the background, I got to go back and find the audio, but you hear things that were not normal to the record. as we were taping the show. Oh, it was so interesting. Went back to clean up, take out some of that. Little did I know, I was like, I just thought it was maybe a hiss or something. Then I went back and listened again. I'm like, what was that? But as we talked about the individuals that are residents of that historical theater, she was telling, every time you would hear someone or something of, you know, let's say I don't remember the person's name. They'd say that name and she was describing that person. We'd hear some sounds. It was just interesting. I thought it was like, I'm like, man, I have a bad connection. But going back, it was probably them visiting and wanting to be a part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Got to be heard when they can.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What do you think that people who are skeptic, who are like, oh, yeah, whatever, I don't believe in that. Do you feel that nowadays, like someone who may be like, oh, yeah, they just live in their bubble, drive down the lane, nothing ever happens to them. All of a sudden, boom, I don't want to say the cliche, you get hit by a Mack truck, but all of a sudden now you have some entity or spirit or something that may be a part of your world, house, your present being. What are most people doing? Are they just like, oh yeah, I just live life? What's going on? How does that even happen and why?
A lot of them will just say, oh, you know, if I ignore it, it will go away, or it's not real, or it's like whatever, until they start having issues with, you know, being attacked, or, you know, things being thrown, or start having
animals being hurt.
Yeah, or bad luck. You know, I'm just having a line of bad luck, you know, black cloud hanging over me, whatever. But when it ramps up and gets really bad, that's when they look for somebody to help.
What would you say has been one of your most fun experiences in this world, in your guys' line of business, in the paranormal business?
Going somewhere where we don't have demons for a change.
I know personally, I thoroughly enjoy and am very moved to get to cross spirits. That is just, it's very moving. It's very humbling. It can be fun because some of them are a little on the goofy side.
Yeah.
But that is just, you know, getting to help those that you see and those you don't see. That's the best part. It truly is. And getting to do with her.
Yeah. You know, and you meet people, dead people, who are great. we were down in Astoria and we're at the Portway Tavern and the lady was, the bartender was talking about how this guy, we think it was the captain of this ship or that ship. And the ghost pipes up behind me and says, no, I wasn't a captain, but I wanted to be a captain. And I'm like, I said, so you're a ghost, right? He says, no, I'm a displaced individual.
Oh, wow.
We laughed so hard. She comes out of there laughing. It's like, oh my, now what happened?
That is so good. I love that personality. That's great. When we come back, I want to ask you ladies, why do you guys think, what makes you guys so special in the international world? What makes you guys, like, I want to call you guys like girl power. I mean, so awesome that the two of you have teamed up together to do this, but what makes you guys so good? We'll talk about that. And maybe one of my favorite things I want to talk about is, have you ever had someone say they had an encounter with like a UFO or maybe a Bigfoot phenomenon? We'll talk about that. That's coming up next right here on Northwest Phenomenon.
You're listening to Northwest Phenomenon with Mario Magana.
Welcome back to Northwest Phenomenon. We are here hanging out with Ghost and Girls Paranormal. We have two wonderful ladies joining us, Wendy and June, joining us here on the show. I just want to call it Girl Power Hour. I mean, I'm going to walk away. You guys take over the show and just have fun. You know, I mean, this is your guys' time. I love it. I love that you guys have the ability to, what you guys have been doing, because most of it has been kind of a a dude's world, right? I mean, there's a lot of paranormal dudes out here doing investigating work, you know, doing the exorcism, all that stuff.
We decided, you know, we were a member of a different group. We were members of a different group. And we decided that the other members weren't interested, or I didn't want to take the chance that they could have problems, be injured or anything like that, because what I do is dark and it comes with a risk. So I decided, you know, I asked Wendy, I said, what do you think about forming our own group? We could call it Ghosts and Girls Paranormal. And that's why I made the logo funny, because what we do is dark. So you got to have a sense of humor. Come on.
Yeah. What do you do at the end of the day of you know, working in the paranormal world, where you're working maybe with a dark entity? What do you do to cleanse yourself? I don't know if it's cleanse, or what do you do to decompress or to just remove yourself? You know, like as we all talk about taking our work home, how do you not take that home with you?
Okay, Wendy, go for that one.
Really? Gee, thanks. Sadly, I have given permission to certain entities to bug me if something is going on. We have a son whose best friend was killed several years back, and he has permission, but only if there's a reason, and he will come to me. Other than that, you know, we pray, we talk, we deal with it. If we have an issue, we just deal with it. I had one decide to attack me one day years ago. Yeah. And it yanked a knife out of my hand and tried to cut my fingers off. It was terrific. The first thing that happened was I was mad. I was livid. I was angry. It's like, I don't even think so. So I called her and we dealt with it. You know, she's my first call. You know, that's just how it is. And
the only person I know with a cartoon demon tree.
It's me. Yes. But then I've seen Bigfoot too. So there.
See? There you go.
Yeah. What do you do, June, to decompress at the end of the day with, I mean, you're working, as you said, you're working on the dark side of things.
Well, I really don't have to decompress per se, because, you know, what I have inside of me when I died in a motorcycle accident was when I found out and talked to Michael the Archangel and found out that what resides within me is Ariel the Archangel. She's a demon slayer. And so whenever I do anything like that, she comes forward. And people tell me they see wings coming out of my shoulders, my eyes turn white, and my face and voice change. So she takes the hit, basically, and I'm just along for the ride. So it doesn't really bother me unless there's, you know, multiple entities. And it kind of wears me out.
Yeah, wow. So I love how we're like in the second segment and the second part of the show, and now you're bringing up that you're got these cool wings, and that to me, I guess that would say, yeah, you basically go in with battle into a battle, and you have the opportunity, or you have someone helping you in these situations that you may be, you know, going into. As anyone has tools of the trade, obviously these are yours.
Yeah, Michael said, you know, your soul belongs to Ariel, and that's why you can see demons in their true form. You can understand them, you can talk to them, and you can kill them.
Do people become fear? I mean, when you say the word demon, everyone kind of, I don't want to say the cliche, their spidey sense, or people start to worry or get nervous or feel unease in regards to the word demon. How do you deal with that? I mean, how do you like tell someone, hey, look, it's not that bad at the end of the day? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I shut down my empathic side, because when you're dealing with demons, you can't pull in how the client is feeling, because that's a weakness. If they sense the weakness, they go after the client. So, you know, the other half of me over here, she's the diplomatic side because Ariel's all business, but, you know, somebody has to talk to the clients, and Wendy's so good at allaying their fears and, you know, letting them know what's going on, and that fear actually feeds these things. So it doesn't, it's not good to fear them.
We got to give, we try to infuse them with love. She will stand there. It's quite humorous sometimes. I'll sit there and look at her and I watch her eyes and I'm like, it's not time yet. Come on, take it down a notch, you know, because I see who's coming. It's like, not yet. And then if there's time and ability, we will go in and she will start assessing the situation. And I'll start talking to people and, you know, hearing what they have to say, and she'll interject. And I try to calm them down so that we can get stuff done. She sees things in one manner. I see a bunch of ugly potatoes jumping around. That's what they look like to me. That's just how it is. So we just try to get them chilled out. And, you know, that way she can get going on it and get it handled.
You have to empower the people to help themselves. It's very important.
She carries the heavy part of the load. I handle the miniature little obnoxious guys, our minions.
Creepy crawlies.
She gets the big one. Yep, the creepy crawlies, the potatoes, and she has the big ones, and we just go from there.
And so after you guys are done, I have a picture. Like, you guys are painting this picture in my head. And I don't really want to think of like Ghostbusters, but yeah, really, really boils back to Ghostbusters in my head for me, because I don't know. I mean,
We have no slime machines. We don't get that stuff.
Darn it. That would be the fun part, obviously.
Yeah. That would be good.
Dang it.
But when you guys are in a session and you guys are working together to combat, you know, working on different things, like June's working on the big demons, you're working on the, you know, the smaller minions and whatnot. And then when you guys are done clearing or moving these energies and spirits away from your clients, do you guys debrief the client? I'm assuming that, Wendy, you must be handling the client because as June was saying just a few minutes ago, she doesn't have time to be, you know, laying it down and saying all, you know, because of the empathy part, where she has to stay a certain path so that there's no sign of weakness. So are you the one handling the client on the admin side, where you're kind of, you know, say, okay, you know, take two of these and call us in the morning?
you can say that, but she also will, you know, there's still certain steps. It's like, you know, we're going to clear this. We want you to do this, because when they start doing things like saging and different things, when they are able to do things themselves, that also helps them feel empowered. They're taking it into their hands. They feel like they're doing something. And so June will lay out, here is this list. Here's what I need you to do. You know, so when we're closing out, you know, she's like, this is what I saw. This is what I felt. I'm like, this is what I did. That, you know, and then she closes out with, here is your list. This is what I need you to do. And some people, one of them, one place, the girl took off outside and started doing black salt around the property before we ever even got outside.
Wow.
Because she had some ability to do something, you know, that empowers them. And June lays it out. This is what you need to do. And I just back her up on it.
And I always bring black salt with me so that I created that will, so that they can lay it down and do the prayer so that they're empowered to know that this is their protection and that's what they need to do. And they're taking an active part in helping themselves.
Is there like,
we always say, we're here. Call us if you need us at any point. Let us know. We will come back if you need us.
Is there like, excuse me for the ignorance. Is there like, a home kit where someone, you're like, okay, you know, like I was saying earlier, take two of these or like the salts. Now, are you guys selling this stuff? Or you give it to them as part of their, you know, that piece that they're looking for? They're not like, okay, I got to go to the store and I need to buy, you know, 2 pounds of this and this and that and this, and then, you know, go on their day, almost like prescriptions or whatever the case may be in regards to what they need to continue on. What do I want to call it? Post-care?
If yeah. we do, if we do one that's that we can get to physically get to, I will take this black salt and I will give that to them with the instructions on laying it out. And if they're from a distance, sometimes I will give them the black salt. What that does is it seals, it acts like a force field. It seals the home or location. It's blessed by God and there's no other black salt like it. I was given the recipe by Michael the Archangel when I started removing demons so that I could protect the clients. I could protect the people from the negative entities. Because, you know, negatives are just, they can cloak themselves. And you may not even know they're there. It's harder to see them sometimes because they do cloak themselves. Or they will hide behind someone or something. And we may have to go out a second time. But I tell people, you know, if you suspect that you have a negative entity there, do not sage. For God's sakes, don't sage.
All you're going to do is just, yeah, bring them forward.
Okay, yeah. So anybody who may be listening who may feel, maybe they have something at their house, you're saying don't sage. What are other things that we should be doing? Now, I wanted to ask you, is the salt physically actually black?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
We sit there and we make it. She makes it. We do it.
Yeah. So if someone had like a negative spirit, most people are like, oh, I'm going to sage. And it's true because, you know, you hear people say, you know, I want to sage or what should they be doing if they're taking, let's just say for self-care, you know, before they call you guys, what should individuals be doing prior to calling you guys?
Go for it, Wendy.
Oh my gosh. It just depends on each situation. Lots of times, you know, it's like you need to have prayer to your higher power, positive things. You got to draw the line. It's like when I had my situation, I drew the line, said you cannot, you know, pass here, you're done. And that thing threw the biggest temper tantrum on the planet because it's like, that's it, you're done.
Yeah, you have sometimes to take control.
Yeah, and sometimes like June always warns them, the night before things may get a little hinky because they know she or we are coming. And so it's like a child, they're going to throw a temper tantrum and you just got to be prepared for it.
Yeah, because the activity will ramp up.
And when you when you're referring to activity, you're talking about like physical activity that may like drawers or doors, you know, being slammed or things that if you're at the house, if that's where the, you know, this energy may be like a paranormal movie, like a Paranormal Activity where things are, you know, being moved or thrown or whatever.
Yeah. Or growl, or they may hear increased growls. They may get attacked physically. You know, they may be scratched. They may be bitten. You know, it happens, and it happens not as much as people Hollywood would like you to, you know, believe, but people do get, you know, any little thing that will strike fear in the individual is helping to feed these negative entities because
they want you.
They want you to be afraid. They want you. They'll say to you, no one can help you. You'll never get rid of me. You know, I'm going to kill you. You know, all kinds of things like this.
But has anyone actually physically died? Have humans died from demons? I mean, I don't know. So I guess I'm asking for the listeners.
Yeah, they can cause death. Yeah, they can stop your heart. They can reach into your body and stop your heart. Shadow people are great ones for doing that. They can reach in and to suck the life out of you and squeeze your heart and, you know, push you downstairs, you know, things like that.
So as we're talking about this and the different entities and let's say that you're back in the day. I mean, I know I did. I was with a group of individuals who played with the Ouija board, right?
Oh,
I so
you're one of those, are you?
Oh no.
Well, I never touched the board. I was like, I don't know if I don't know. I'm not touching that thing. But my question is, let's say that, you know, individuals are playing with the board. Mm-hmm. Is that a porthole? Do they have the ability to actually bring spirits out from the board?
Sure. It's a doorway. It's a portal. Anytime you do a reading, scry, do an investigation, do EVPs, anything like that opens a portal. People forget, you know, if you open the door, you must close the door. 9 times out of 10, they will not close the door. And if you leave it open, everybody and their brother's going to come visit.
How does one close the door on a Ouija?
Simple. It's like it went before you attempt communication, you ask for God's blessing upon the communication that, you know, it'd be for your higher good. Once you're through communicating, you ask God to close the door.
I don't think
thank him for his protection.
Okay, I don't think those instructions are in that Mattel Ouija board. Right?
I went to something. Well, my daughter and I, because she's very sensitive, we went to something with a group of people at a cemetery one night, Friday the 13th, full moon, perfect, you know, just perfect for people like us. There in the parking lot were 3 teenage girls in their car doing a Ouija board session before all of us were going to do our thing. And I went over there and I'm like, okay, you need to say thank you for having us. We are closing this now. Well, why? Because you are leaving it open. Oh, it's just a game. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 it's not just a game. You know, so I had to help them close this because being out like that, yeah, please, come on out. I mean, it was a crazy enough night without their assistance, I will tell you.
But a lot of people think that, you know, that a Ouija board is just like, it's evil and stuff like that. But it's a tool like anything. It's how you use it. And one of, you know, if you keep a crucifix on the board, you cleanse the board with holy water, you know, keep a Bible on the board, something like that. And your intention when you use it is for good, for the greater good, then no problem. But if, you know, if you, your intention is to summon a demon, hey, open the door, let me in, you know, but that's the problem. People do stupid things like that, unfortunately.
They don't think.
No, and that's when they call us because they're out of their league.
So really, as teenagers, I don't know exactly because I don't remember. I just remember them playing with it. I was like, I'm out. I was like, I'm not staying around for this business. So I don't know exactly what happened. But I would say I was more of like respectful. I was like, I'm not going to go down that road. And
Larry.
And I was like, I'm out.
A little more leery.
Yeah, maybe. But that was more of my, you never know, you know, just respect. I was like, I'm out. See you guys. But really.
I did it once when I was 15, 16. Never again. We had the candles blown out. The windows blew open. We said, thank you, we're out. No, not messing with it. Even today, not messing with it, no.
If you guys were to say that on a day-to-day basis, when you're like going through day-to-day life, like, do you guys have the ability to like see entities on people? You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like you're like the grocery store and you're like, oh, wow, that guy's got one ugly dude or demon or incubus.
And we'll discuss that sometimes. Man, that one needs some help.
Yeah. It's like, oh, really? Come on, give me a break.
Do you guys ever say, call me? You know, do you ever go up to him and say, hey, sometimes? Or just let him be?
If they're causing problems, I'll remove them and they'll never be the wiser.
Wow, that's awesome.
If they're not causing any problems, you know, then it's like, and they're just like sometimes the demons will stalk people looking for victims.
Yeah.
And if it's stalking and the individual that it's stalking, you know, is somebody that I think that they shouldn't be messing with, I do everything by telepathically, yeah. You know, telepathic communication, and I'll tell a demon, no.
Yeah.
Or I'll,
tell people. We don't up to them and go, hi, here we are, and here's your problem. I mean,
no,
that's rude. No.
Yeah. A lot of people are not receptive to that.
Oh, I'm sure.
They think you're nuts.
Yeah, I think you're wacko.
We are, but that's a different story.
Well, yeah, true.
In all the times that you guys have been doing what you've been doing, the paranormal business, what's been the biggest takeaway for you guys? I mean, obviously you guys joined together to do your Girl Power paranormal, website, but what's been the biggest takeaway from it? Do people are like, oh my gosh, we love that you guys are a female combo, or is it everyone's like, what has been the biggest takeaway for you guys?
Yeah, I think some of it is like, you do what?
Uh-huh.
You specialize in what?
Yeah.
You've been where? You've done what? Where can I find you? You're on TV, you're on podcasts. Can you send them all to me? No.
No.
I can't remember.
Exactly. And then my books, people will come to me from my books. They'll read like The Dark Side of the Paranormal, and I'll get, you know, people emailing me saying this really saved me or whatever. And it's like, that's what I created it for, to empower people to help themselves. And that's what needs to be done.
And do you guys,
we have dealt,
go ahead.
I was going to say, then we've dealt with those individuals who for some reason like to create havoc and have sent people to us out of their havoc. Ugh. And we don't still to this day understand why that's happened. So we just try to help. You just try to leave good things for them. And eventually, hopefully it'll just go.
Yeah. We had one person that, you know, we removed the demon from, and I'm like, she summoned this demon. I don't care if it was accident or whatever. And then she contacts us and says, can you teach me to summon demons? I'm like, hell no.
Got a hold of me, and I'm like, no. And so I got a hold of June. I'm like, you're not even going to believe this. And when we got there, I'm like, this is wrong. Everything is upside down. It felt topsy-turvy. Everything was not as she tried to make it seem. So we went in there very cautiously and not surprised when we were gotten a hold of, but really, you want to summon a what? No. That's insanity.
You're out of your mind. I get rid of them. I do not bring them in. Well, there have been a time or two when I'd certainly like to attach one to somebody, but hey, I maintained.
Behave.
I didn't do it.
Where can everyone find you ladies at?
They can find us on Facebook, Ghosts and Girls Paranormal, and we also have the website, Ghosts and Girls Paranormal, and then demonseer.com, and then my books you can find on Amazon. Just put in my name, you'll find them.
And you can find us both individually on Instagram, and there's a Ghosts and Girls on Instagram also.
Wow, you guys are all over the place. You guys are doing podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, nationally syndicated radio shows. You guys are all over the place. You guys are busy. What's your next big assignment?
I'm teaching a class at the Oregon Ghost Conference. It's going to be a virtual class on investigating entities. So it's, you know, unfortunately it's not going to be in person. Otherwise we'd be down there having a good time at the beach.
Heck yeah. We were supposed to be.
Yep.
Well,
but
we miss our girl time. I'll tell you, we always have so much fun together.
I bet.
Yeah. So, if you just, you know, go to the Oregon Ghost Conference site, you know, you can sign up for my class, or you can, you know, if you're here in person, you can go down and do a tour, even though, you know, you have to wear a mask. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's the easy part, I guess, but it makes it fun to actually go do something, I guess.
Yeah.
As we wrap things up here, ladies, give our listeners a couple takeaways. if they feel like they may have a bad entity following them, what should they do? Give them a couple steps.
Contact us.
That was easy.
First thing is, don't acknowledge them. Because if you acknowledge a negative entity, you make it see you. And you don't want to make it see you. That's a bad thing.
Blinders. Pretend it's not there.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't even go there with it. If the, a lot of times it'll just move on. But if it stays, then you have to contact us. Or a priest.
Contact your higher power.
Or a minister, minister, a priest, you know, deliverance minister, whatever. Prayer is a big help.
That's great, ladies. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. As we wrap things up here from the Pacific Northwest, I'd like to thank June and Wendy from GhostAndGirlsParanormal.com for hanging out with us this evening. Ladies, it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you guys on. You can find them on their website, GhostAndGirlsParanormal.com. Is that correct? Did I get that right? I
think Ghosts and Girls, yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, we thank you. From the Pacific Northwest, I'd like to thank our listeners. Subscribe to our podcast. Listen on demand. iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Google Play. Just search the keyword Northwest Phenomenon. Thanks to our affiliates, KOSW, KGRG, KAPY. Thanks to Karis Astrology for my entire team. Jeff Jens, Sophia Magana, myself, Mario Magana. Remember to look up at the stars because you never know what you might see. Good night.
Woohoo! That was a mouthful.
Oh, it always is. Yeah. It always is. But it's always fun.
You're listening to Northwest Phenomenon with Mario Magana.